Blog Talk Radio.
What can I hear now?
Thank you.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see?
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. Three, four.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to
sing along.
Every voice and sing, till I didn't ever ring. Ring with the harmony, oh,
let our rejoices rise high.
Loud as the Georgia.
Let the peace set from the places. Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
Thank you. but very wise. Very wise was he. Then one day, one magic day, he passed my way, and while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, if he said to me, the greatest thing you
just some flight was invented to give can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. One, two, three, hit me. Bop, bop, bop it out of bebop. Bop, bop, yeah, bass man. Come on up. One, two, three, hit me. Sound good. Yeah, saxophone on the floor. One, two, three.
Radio Network. Hold on, I got feedback, everybody. But we are now on the air. Okay. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Everybody. Here we go. Sorry I'm late. I had a nice little meeting today with some Republican friends of mine. My man, Antonio Mannings, I call him Antiz, he can't stand that, though. Antonio Mannings, he's running for state rep. I'm going to try to be out there campaigning for him Saturday. Was also my girl, Tonda Lea, she also running for state rep. I'm going to have her on the show tomorrow. We were trying to get something together for the black community at home and trying to see what can we do to bring things together. I was with my man Charles Love. He came out today. Matter of fact, I was at his book signing Saturday. But it was good to see Charles on the South Side. Getting jiggy with it, huh, Charles? Hang out with the black folks. It's kind of good. I ain't tripping. But next week, people, I'm going to be late again. I might push the show back for an hour or just do an hour. Or might broadcast live from the President Lounge. But next week I'm making my announcement that I am running for the first U.S. representative seat from the great state of Illinois. I'm getting all my people together, and we're about to make that announcement. I mean, that's just it. That is it. I need to get my girl Lynn Franco back on. She has to, I ain't gonna say redeem herself, but a lot of people want to question her again. And Lynn's a good girl, a good woman. And I'm not going to, I don't want to leave y'all with a bad impression of this great black woman who's trying to do something positive by running GOP, but I can understand that. Sometimes it's hard being a black Republican and you know, you take it personal. A lot of people take it personal. I'm glad Charles don't take it personal when Sean called him a waiter, even though I think his wife took it personal. Because she told me, like, that guy called my husband a waiter. Oh, that guy Perky called my husband not a car parker. He's not a valet. So I'm like, man, that's just Sean McLeod. But it was good being with him. And we're in campaign mode right now. it's open mic Monday, and I really ain't got nothing to talk about. So I'm glad I see my lady from D.C. in the building. Let me bring her in right now. What's up, Dana? What's going on?
Hey, Jimmy. How are you?
I can't complain. What's up?
Well, I'm on the edge of my seat with everyone else trying to find out what's going to happen with the continuing resolution.
Oh, Dana. Let's bring it on. Let's share it. We can talk about it. But before I talk about it and share it, let me get some nigga gossip out there. And it might not be nigga gossip, but let's go here.
Come in.
Ebony, let me know what you have anything about.
The actors that got racially profiled
in South Carolina. Have you heard anything about that?
Okay, let me write it down.
Matter of fact, Ebony, I want you to bring in and tell everybody about that. But, hey, Dana, two things before we go about the government shutdown. Have you heard that Scott Peterson's wife now says she questions that her husband's innocent and he might have killed Trayvon? Have you heard anything about that, Dana?
Wait a minute. Have I heard her say again?
Have you heard that George Zimmerman's wife, came back the other day and said that she questioned her husband's motive and he might have killed Trayvon Martin? She don't know who he is, and he might be the type of person that did everything she said he did. Now, have you heard anything about that? If not, I'll try to find the audio and play it tomorrow. But have you heard anything about that?
She know he killed him. She know he killed him. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you gotta look at the evidence. It don't make sense.
Right.
Of course he killed him. He hunted him like he was prey. You know, he went
right
after him. He had a gun in his hand. So of course he did it. You know.
Right.
That's not what the judge came back. That's not what the jury came back and said.
Right. Right. That's true.
Okay. Dig this. If I went into a grocery store and I had a weapon and somebody got shot, then they call that premeditated. Because I took a gun with me, right? So
true, that's true.
So why did he, when he took his gun with him, and somebody ended up murdered, was it being called self-defense? It don't make sense. I mean, it's just ridiculous. There's so many disparities in what happened. But once again, you know, it's open season for some and not for others.
But that is true, Dana. That is true. What about the government shutdown? Dan, listen. No, I don't change the subject. Go ahead on and vent, because I'm the one today that's running behind late. But what else do you think about that before I go to the government shutdown? Let me wrap it up with Trayvon. I'm gonna have more information on that tomorrow, everybody. I'm sorry I'm late, but we're gonna do that tomorrow.
I think that her coming clean is real sad now because of course double jeopardy prevents him from being tried again. So basically, if she knows some information and she didn't come clean and tell it when he was on trial, then I hope that her conscience eats at her for the rest of her life.
Right.
That's the way I feel about it.
It should. Now, what about not only him, what about the jury that let him out? If the jury that did it, it should be on them. It should
right
be on the jury. You know, it shouldn't be just on
You know, the sad thing is if they have children, when they look at their children, I hope they remember that this man murdered somebody else's child and was able to walk away free.
Right.
You know what I mean? I couldn't in good conscience look at my kids and know that I could not in good conscience look at my kids and knowing I let somebody else's kid child murderer go free.
Right. Right. That's
right?
True. I guess you're right there. You're right there. But like I said, now he's set free. You got the white community saying that he's a hero. you know, and the black community feel like he's a victim. I mean, he's a murderer. And I don't know. You see, right now, man, there's a lot of beef going on between Hispanics and African-Americans. And, you know, the people wanted to put it on whites and blacks and not want to put it on Hispanics and blacks. Right now on my Martin Luther King Republican Facebook page, I
well, see, the thing about it was is because then after that happened, then all of a sudden, then, you know, it was being projected. I feel that there's an increase in racism that's occurring. And I think that's part of the problem.
Yes, well, that might be part of the problem. That's true. That's true. But let me take one quick break then and let me remind everybody who we're talking about. And this is Jeracy X, and he has what I call the Trayvon song. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, for who don't know what I'm talking about, it's Trayvon. But hey, it's Open Mic Monday. I'm playing Trayvon's song. We're dealing with the NFDC, and we're going to be dealing with the government shutdown. I'm sorry I'm late, everybody. Jimmy Underground Radio Network, yada, yada, yada. 347-838-9825. Let's go GOP.
Adrenaline, said he's making the citizens arrest. Trayvon looks at him vexed. I just walked to the store. for, nothing more, nothing less. Just steps from his home, he ignores his request. George grabs him, Trayvon swings and connects. Starts screaming out for help, but Zimmerman sees a threat. So he pulls out his gun and he points it at his chest. He fires, but he misses. Trayvon pleads for forgiveness. I didn't do nothing, this is senseless. But George Zimmerman was so vicious, he made sure the second shot hit him. No survivor, no witness. Trayvon never gave his cousins the skittles. Mr. All-Star game, didn't see another dribble. And George Zimmerman wasn't even arrested. The message is only white life is protected in America.
Okay, one again. My fault. My mic was muted, and I was talking. Then bring Dan in, because I thought I was talking to her too. But yeah, then I just play to make everybody know the not forget Trayvon. Make everybody know he's still around.
Say again.
I only play that song to make everybody know that Trayvon is still, you know, with us and what have you. We should forget him. But that's enough of Trayvon. What's your take on the government shutdown, Dana?
Honestly, it doesn't make sense. You know, it doesn't make sense that we already know how I feel about the new health care plan, right? I feel that as long as we have disparities in the health care system where we treat people as if they have for the haves and the have-nots, you know what I mean? The haves can have health care and the have-nots can't, whether it be they can't afford it or whatever. And so it's a good system. Right now the healthcare system is we're getting so far in debt because of the cost associated with healthcare. And to deny people access to healthcare by not giving them the opportunity to have insurance is creating a greater deficit in this country. People are going to always need healthcare at some point in their lives. You're going to need it, regardless. You'll need to be able to see the doctor. But because a person doesn't have insurance, their only option becomes the emergency room, which on average, to walk in, have your vital signs taken, and not receive any treatment costs about $600. And when compared to a primary care visit that costs a third of that or less, it doesn't make sense to continue to deny people health care. And it's really sad that so many people will have to suffer and not be able to go to work and have their families do without because of a vote can't be made based on this subject. It's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. I agree. But listen. They say this, Dana. Let me go here. You're a physician. You be healing people, taking care of the sick and what have you. What's your take on this health care bill? What do you think about it right now and how it is written out and how they're distributing it?
I believe that it is a good option. I believe that that it will help people have access to health care that otherwise would not. And I believe that the system is right because right now we don't have any options for people. You know what? I was conversing with someone about a month and a half ago, and his son played sports with one of my children, and I hadn't seen him for a while at any of the sports competitions, right?
Okay.
And so I said to him, I said, hey, where have you been? And he said, oh, I was in a bad car accident. This is a true story. He shared with me that he was in a bad car accident where he almost lost his life. This man, and I thought I was going to say any name, but this man is diabetic, okay? And he has an insulin pump implanted in his body, okay? But his employer will not give him health insurance. So he can't get the checkups that he needs. He can't get any of the things that he needs to deal with his health condition of diabetes. Well, he went to a restaurant to get some food and was driving back. Now, I want you to remember, his insulin pump is internal. It's inside. So he's not administering himself his own medication to pump it. So he went to go get some food, and on his way home, his blood sugar dropped extremely low. The man, he drove his car over the side of the expressway. Well, I'm sorry, initially he drove the wrong way on the expressway, then drove over the side rail. Car ended up rolling. He got out of the car disoriented. The police comes over thinking that he's high or drunk because he's disoriented and began to tase him. He ended up in the hospital. Okay? Guess what? Blood alcohol content came back zero. All the tests for drugs came back zero. But what did come back as abnormal was his blood sugar was extremely low. He went to his employer and he said, I need help. I need to be able to go to the doctor. His employer said to him, I can't give you health care insurance, but I will give you a dollar more an hour. So his employer thinks that to rectify this man not being able to have health care insurance is to give him another $8 a day. You tell me what clinic is going to allow you to come in for $8. And how many days of work would he have to would he be required to make up for one emergency room visit? Well, I tell you what, the one that he did go to after the car accident cost tens of thousands of dollars.
Well, Dan, answer a question. I took a pause. I was like, man, it's indeed. Well, listen. You should live in Chicago. Now, are you familiar with Cook County Hospital, Providence Hospital? Are you familiar with those hospitals?
Yes, I'm familiar. But again, okay, you're right. I'm familiar with Cook County Hospital. I'm familiar with Roseland Hospital.
I'm making a point.
Okay.
Here in Chicago. We have what you call universal health care, the county hospital. Our taxes here pay for our health here. Now, if you can look at the Chicago structure and mimic it for the country, I mean, if my taxes are paying for schools, roads, infrastructure, then how, and firemen, policemen, then how come my taxes can't pay for a physician to heal me while I'm sick? In Canada, and not Canada, in Cuba.
Well, they can't.
Hey, Dana, in Cuba, a cab driver makes more money than a doctor. Because there's so many doctors in Cuba. Like all mechanics. See, going to take medicine in Cuba is like going and taking nursing at Everett College. Or going and taking technology. If you don't see, I'm a doctor, they have thousands in Cuba. So what I'm saying is, if we're not, and I know you're in the healthcare profession, Dan, I'm not trying to hit you up like this, but if we had people, healing people, going to school, healing people, and they probably got, you know, I ain't going to say what a fireman makes, or, you know, or a policeman, but let's say they make what a 10-year teacher might make, you know, in the hundreds of thousands. Or the 90,000. What I'm saying is, could not tax dollars pay for that person to not only cure one person, but cure all the people? And just instead of saying that, I know a lot of private sector people are killing me, but Dana, look at the healthcare system. This is me. As a national emergency, I look at it as homeland security, almost like homeland defense. And this is why I say that. If somebody went to Syria and got a hold of at least in, let's say, Chicago, and you don't have no Medicare or coverage to take care of that, or you're not able to go to a doctor, or let's not even go searing gas. Let's go contagion. Let's go if a disease came out there and we had to quarantine a block, a community, an area, you know, what have you, because the disease is going on. And no one is able to get adequate care to prevent that disease from spreading, then you have what I call a homeland security epidemic. You see, to me, healthcare more is on a homeland security issue now because of the level of biological weapons that are out there and a lot of not only biological, but chemical weapons out there that can destroy your reproductive, your respiratory system. That too. You know, both of them. And if we were to concentrate on the medical companies, I'm sorry, insurance people, and I am, don't look at me, my conservative people, I am on the side with Dennis Kucinich. I think hospitals should be non-for-profit. I don't think there should be a profit in healing people. I know you're in the healthcare field, Dan. I know. I don't think you're a profit in healing people.
But how can you say that the tax dollars should pay for health care when they're trying to pass a universal health care bill and people are saying no? And in fact, they're willing to allow people to be off work just to not allow this health care bill to pass.
So I'm saying this, Danny. Because simple fact, if I go to the store and buy me a soda or some gas or some chips or what have you, and a percentage of my tax dollars are going to the health and welfare of the state or the city or the county, everybody go buy gas a cent, or everybody go buy a liquid, and percentage of that tax go to health care. Not insurance, but the doctors and not-for-profit hospitals that are in business to take care of the public when they come in there to be sick.
How are tax dollars supposed to pay for health care when people are saying keep the people out? So Dana, how is your tax dollars
keeping the fireman out there or the police from protecting your city over any other three
services? How often do you have a fire? How often? In comparison to the number of people in the world.
I'm not going to the world.
In order for it to even out, then we need to have at least 13. They don't make sense. We don't have a fire for every person, but we got every person that's going to need health care.
But, Dana, we ain't got a police for every person, but every person calling on police when they need them.
Right, exactly. But
hey,
we
ain't got a police station on every block. We have a station that everybody in that community can go to when they need help.
And that's because you don't have a crime. You don't have a crime for every person that's in this world.
Dana, check this out. If I'm sick and I go to the emergency room right now, will they see me?
Yes, they will. After about how many hours?
No, I'm with you. Listen. They will see me. So what I'm saying is this, Dana. If I ain't got no money, they have to bill me. But they're going to see me. Now, here I am, going to go to the emergency room. It's against the law to turn me away, regardless of the fact that healthcare medicine is against the law. That's just it. That's the truth. So I can still, why don't healthcare go to the emergency room and be seen? Yeah, it may take 2 or 3 hours. I mean, yeah. 5 hours. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, let's look at it like this. That's if I go to the county. That's large. Then I can probably listen if I go to Markham, Harvey, these are suburbs of Chicago, everybody. That's not that big. My time might be low. Let's say if I go to Evanston, where that's county facilities also. My time might be low. But what I'm saying is this. If already doctors are going to treat you, if you are in the emergency room, they're going to treat you regardless. What I'm saying is this. Instead of having these doctors, I'm sorry, Danny, you're a doctor too. I'm sorry for that. Instead of having these physicians out here, why can't they have a salary? Why can't they have a salary and a job And their job, their salary is to take care of what sick comes in, like the job, police to make sure everybody's safe. The hazmat department to make sure the job to make sure that safety and well-being. This is my idea, everybody out there. This ain't a whole GOP. This is Jiminy thinking, like, why can't doctors be paid a flat rate?
Let's use your example. I read something the other day that said Chicago was the biggest city in the United States in terms of people, right?
We're just gonna talk about
Chicago only. If you don't give people access to health care, what are they supposed to do when they need help? And then you multiply that by New York.
They go to the emergency room, Dana. They, like everybody do, they go to the emergency room and wait those long hours and hope to be seen by a doctor. That's what they do. People don't think about Dana, think about the career.
So in other words, the answer is it's to pay triplicate for a person to have access to the doctor instead of allowing them to have the opportunity to get health care and have the opportunity to receive preventative health care and keep them from having the comorbidities associated with non-addressed illnesses. So in other words, instead of allowing the diabetics to come in and get some assistance, it's better to pay for the stroke. Is that what you're saying? Instead of allowing the hypertensive to come in and get some assistance and get some treatment, it's better to pay for the high blood pressure. You can't do that.
Again, listen. Well, in some countries, they feel like this. Why should I pay you if you have not cured me and I'm still ill? If I'm paying you and you have not cured me, why should I pay you?
It's not about the cure. It's about the quality of life. It's not about the cure. You can't cure everything. Sometimes people are going to have illnesses. But we can prevent them from having worsening effects of those illnesses. Look at the AIDS epidemic. Look at the HIV. A long time ago, people were diagnosed with HIV, and they had HIV waste.
Hey, Dana. Hold on. I think I got somebody calling in, but I'm going to ask you. This is Samantha Cola calling in, but I'm going to ask you, when last time you heard of an AIDS epidemic? Then I ain't screaming AIDS like they did back in the 80s. But
you know
let me bring this call
you
in.
You know why? Because people that have HIV now have access to health care. AIDS is still out there, and it's running rampant, and it's running rampant across this world. But what you don't hear about is the people dying so much from the medical condition. Why? Because they have access to health care. When you shut people up, you create worse health care problems because those people who will be ill, who are ill, do not have access to health care and therefore have to suffer with the progressing illnesses as opposed to receiving health care that could help them, prevent them, and prevent them from having worsening effects and give them a better quality of life.
I ain't gonna make a comment. I'm gonna come back and actually repeat that. But let me bring in Miss Cola. I don't know where she's from, but I'm going blind here. Is this Samantha Cola?
Yes, hello.
Go ahead.
Hello,
can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Samantha? I don't have a name, but I see Samantha Cola call in, and I got you on. This you live service.
That's my girlfriend's Skype. I'm using her Skype right now.
You got a comment, question? Come on, you're live. Come on. Want to listen, talk?
Having me on air. I am actually the president of the political property in the town that I live in Missouri. And I would just like to say on behalf of us that we do not welcome nigger Republicans. This is a very well organized.
You know what?
And
you are a freaking
have
idiot.
You're
our organization. You're an idiot.
No, listen to me, ma'am. It's nothing racist or against you. It's just the fact that you're raping niggers. You know, you're around the Republican Party. That doesn't work.
Okay, now, Diggy, now, listen, now.
I'm respectful. Go ahead.
No. I got you lying.
Wait, say it again?
Well, I said I'm respectful, and I'll let you continue.
Wait a minute. I got a question for you. What, did it just make you feel good to come on the air and say something that was idiotic and so that you can give the opportunity, so that you'd have your opportunity and your day in life to make a racist comment? Is that why you called in?
Well, no, ma'am. With all due respect, I'm the only idiot here is you.
You're definitely not contributing to this conversation.
No, ma'am, let me continue. With all due respect, the only idiot here is you.
I don't think so. And based on the fact that you called in making a racist comment, And thinking that makes you feel good, maybe for you and your friends, maybe it makes you feel much better and you get to have your little laugh. Well, guess what, idiot? Why don't you hang up the phone, take your little racist ideas, take your racist conversation, and keep them over there where you are. Now, you're the head of a party. Guess what? That's why your party has problems.
No,
okay?
Ma'am.
You know why? Because of people like you. Not because of every Republican, but because idiots are willing to stand up and put themselves out there on the forefront and pretend like they are the head of the party and that everybody else has those same ideas.
Well,
That's why you lose votes.
You know how you throw mud into snow, it becomes murky?
No, I don't know how you throw mud into snow, because when you have snow, the mud is frozen.
No, ma'am.
You don't know how you throw mud into snow, you idiot.
How do you throw mud in snow?
I'm from Chicago.
Exactly,
and whenever there's snow on the ground, the mud is frozen.
We have
so you tell me, if you're picking up, you're not picking up mud then, idiot.
Nobody's picking up anything. Nobody mentioned.
Well, what I'm saying to you, you asked me, did I know how to throw mud in snow? I'm saying to you that when the snow is on the ground, the temperature is so low that the mud is frozen. So you are no longer picking up mud. You're picking up chunks of dirt, you idiot. Don't try to use an idiotic analogy with me, thinking I'm going to understand or thinking that I'm going to sympathize with your view. I don't.
Did not
okay?
say anything about picking up anything, ma'am.
You did not just ask the question about throwing mud in snow.
When you throw, okay. Let's say this then, since you can't comprehend this. If you break a pen and the ink goes into the snow, you break a pen. And then the ink goes into the snow. Let's say black ink, or it could be red ink, black ink, and it becomes defiled. The snow becomes defiled.
If you break a pen, then you're destructive. Just like your contribution to this
conversation. Ma'am, please answer my question. I'm afraid you're avoiding my question here.
You don't have a question. Like I said, you have
I'm
an idiot.
I'm trying to get you with my question, but you keep interrupting me.
You have a dumb analogy.
I can't
discuss with you something that doesn't make sense. You want to talk to me about something destructive? I'm saying that just same destruction that you're trying to use in your analogy, is the same destruction that you're contributing to this conversation.
It makes sense if you allow me to talk instead of continuing to interrupt.
It doesn't make sense.
I'm talking about you niggers rape everything, and in this case, conversation with you. I can't even have an intelligent conversation with you because you just don't comprehend.
Hey, Mom, this is Joe. Listen. I'll let you run, my man. Let me just jump in for a second. Dan, I put you on mute. I'm trying to be fair here. Samantha, I'm trying to be fair, Samantha. Now, listen.
Yeah.
Now, you rolling with the niggas, right? That you trying to say, homie?
No, I don't understand your...
I'm with you. You don't like niggas. I'm with that. Now, let's keep it real here. Now,
You got black homie. No, let's keep it real. I ain't tripping. Hey. I allowed you to say nigga. Now hold on. I ain't tripping. I muted Dana. Dana, you're mute. Hold on. I'm not jumping on you. You're Republican. I'm a Republican. Let's keep it real. Now you happy the niggas rolling with you, right? That's what you're trying to say, right?
Excuse me?
Let's be real. You happy that niggas are finally rolling Republican, correct?
All right, now to answer your question, for one, I am keeping it real, homie G dog. And
dog. I'm Republican, you Republican. I ain't tripping. You're the president of your organization, that's live. My question to you, homie, you happy that niggas in your group or you don't want niggas to be in your group? What are you trying to say here?
Well, we don't
I got your boy on the line. I'll bring your boy in a minute. He's dying to get into it. I'm gonna bring him in a second. Hold on, 714. Hold on, Dana. Now, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real.
All right, I'm keeping
now,
it.
I know.
Ask me your question.
Now, my saying is this. So you're down with the GOP or you're not down with the GOP?
Yeah, I'm down with that groovy G-Dog stuff, homie.
No. I'm allowing you to flow. I'm allowing you to flow. It's like
I'm flowing like there's no tomorrow.
That's a lie. I'm allowing you to flow. It's like throwing mud and snow and make it smirky.
I feel like we're rapping. I don't know how to do this hip-hop. I'm flowing like there's no tomorrow.
Listen to Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber fan. Homie, listen.
All right, homie.
It's like breaking a pen and putting in the snow. I've never done that neither. Matter of fact, I've never eaten yellow snow neither. I probably did that also. The point I'm trying to come at is this. Are you satisfied that niggas are in your party or aren't you? That's all I'm saying, homie. You said nigga, that makes you feel all good. I said niggas. I let it roll.
I would like to answer your question now, sir. Let me answer your question, please.
Do you think?
All right, now, to answer your question fully, I think a good example would be last week we just hosted an event. It was coaching, and it was pretty successful. It's a good way to filter out the metaphor that I spoke of earlier, where you filter out that dirt out of the snow. And that worked well. And does that answer your question?
That's good. But about us black Republicans, No. About us black Republican niggas.
You're not Republican.
No. About us black Republican niggas that's in the GOP party. My question to you. Listen. Because you don't want the niggas, I'm quite sure. So you got your boy, you got the essays from Miami going to stand up and filibuster Sam Miami. But you don't want the niggas, right? So you want to call on my show and say, what's up, my niggas? Now, we can do the Miley Cyrus.
No,
Hold on. Hey, Samantha.
Yes.
Samantha. I got your crew on now, Samantha. You told your boys to call in? Oh, your girls, listen, fam. You told your girls, all your girlfriends up.
Now,
I'm bringing them up.
Great disrespect that you're not treating me like a woman here.
Sam, hold on. The only name I see on my screen is Sam. I'm going off your calling name, Sam Cola.
This is a good opportunity to point out my name is in fact Samantha Cola. You can't even treat a woman properly. This also points out that you do not belong in a.
Oh, your name is not Samantha Cola.
No, my name is in fact Samantha Cola, but you a woman.
Listen. I'm not tripping on. Listen, Sam. I ain't tripping on you, Sam. I'm allowing you to get your funky off right now. Sam, I am making you famous, Sam. Take the publicity I'm giving you, homie. Listen, check it out. Tomorrow, when y'all run this back, popping your mollies, tripping on us like that, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you do, you're going to trip on this. So I'm letting you get your funky off. Now let's go intellectual, homie. Let's take it there, homie.
All right,
you know what I'm saying? Listen, we can go there. Now, the topic, hey, let's go topic. Let's go talk to President of the Nigga Loving Republicans.
Right.
Let's go talk.
Let's pop it.
How do you feel about the government shutdown right now, and what do you think should happen?
Well, actually, that, it was mostly caused by people that are on welfare.
Hold on. I need that
looting to come. Well, you get looting with the, with these people marching on the MoveOn.org and the what's the group?
I need to loot my grow shit, man. I gotta grow my dope.
Well, never mind. Hey, Dan, I'll bring you back in, Dan. You in now? But listen, we're gonna have you looting, homie. Hold on, everybody. I don't know, Dan. I got called from Colorado. Sam, hold on, Sam. I'm going to bring Tyler. Hold on, Sam.
The first problem, Jimmy, is to actually give think that he could have a decent conversation. He obviously can't. When you give
hold
him the air.
Dana, I muted you again, Dana. Tyler?
Yo, what's
good? Help your girl Sam out one time, Tyler. Help Sam out. Now, I don't know Sam high right now. It is, what time is it? You know what I'm saying? Shit, it's about 9:30.
I don't know what Sam calling.
Listen, I got Tyler on. I got 714. I got Sam in the blue room. Now, Sam was a brave one to come out. I'm saying, nigga, yeah. I'm with that. Yeah. But let's keep it real. Let's keep it topic. What's your take on a government shutdown? I know 714 won't looting. I'm saying like that. Yeah. That's all good. But let's keep it real. Let's keep it 100. Let's keep it 100. That's 100 proof, homie. What's your take on the government shutdown, Tyler?
Yo, man, here's what I think about that shit, dog. You know, I'm thinking, here's our white overlords trying to fuck us niggas over again. Once and again, trying to fuck us niggas over, trying to take away my welfare check, trying to take away my Molly, trying to take away my...
Well, I put Tyler on hold. I put Danny back in line. Yeah, Clinton took your welfare check away. Clinton took your welfare check away, Tyler, so it ain't there no more. It ain't a shame, Tyler. Clinton said you can animal kids and welfare, but that's gone, homie. That's 1990s, homies. Lord have mercy. Listen here. There are more European Samanthas on welfare than homies on the side of where I'm at. Clint took us off the rolls, homie. Y'all got on the rolls right now. So now I'm about to bring Sam back in. Because Sam, hold on, Dana. Because Sam like black pussy. Now come on, big black pussy,
yes,
Sam. Come on, Sam, because I know the word nigga just do it for you, homie. Don't it just do it for you? That's not a problem. I know it do it for you. I know you're getting funky off, but let's keep it real. Show your homies right now, Sam. You popped it off. You got your jokes off, Sam. Show them what your mind at, Sam. Show them what you really think about what's going on. I mean, quite sure you ain't down with Obama. So let's keep it 100. What do you think about the government shutdown? No. I know how you feel about niggas, nigga. So, right. Why don't you show me your intellectual side? Your intellectual side. You know what I'm saying? You do watch TV. You do more than smoke blunts, pop Molly, and watch, listen, rap music. You do more than that, homie. You smart. Unless there's a rumor that white folks are smart now. Now you smart.
Hey, Jimmy, I can help you out. Hey, idiot, start it out with, I think.
Excuse me, yeah. Sir.
What's up, Sam?
Yeah. At this very I'm thinking about your question
exactly.
That you asked me.
Exactly, thank you.
But
yeah,
first
it's
of all,
not gonna
I would like to say that
you can't
the
have
room,
an educated conversation.
The blue room that
make up your own.
And, felt more like a black room. That's for starters. And secondly, I would like to make that into a red room by in our next local lynching, if you would be interested.
Not now. I am interested in a lynching. Now, why are we lynching? Is it because of hatred of a phallic? Or is it because that you saw your sister had with a black man? Or is that a black man looked at you and said, what got niggas lynched back in the day for fucking white women, for looking at white women, for smiling at white women, or because the white man thought that the black man dick was bigger than the white man, he had to hang them. And then what they do, they castrated them and put their nuts in a jar. So let me go back to the local lynching. So let me get this straight. You ready to hang niggas, castrate them so you can jock their penises now? Is that what you're trying to tell me? You're trying to bring back so basically, that's what it is. Strangling.
No, basically what I'm telling you is 90% of the people that are African American origin, 90% is an extremely large number, and 120.
Sam, I just muted you, Sam. I'm bringing back in. You muted Sam for a second. I muted Dana. I'm being fair. Sam, during the lynching of Negroes, it wasn't because he was black. Well, it was because he's black. And they said well endowed. Now, they were so mad that it was black and well endowed that they only lynched us. They took our phallic out and put it in a jar. Matter of fact, some even cut it around and passed it around so they have pieces of black man penis. Look in your history books. It's all there. It's not a lie. Now, I'm saying that to educate you right now. You know, so now I'm saying that you want to lynch some blacks. Yeah. Why? To see them dangling? Yeah, you don't hate no niggas. You don't hate blacks. Because you listen to our music. You know, Shock factor. I'm going to bring you back in a minute, Sam. So all I want to say is, Sam, is that you want to hang a nigga so you can see his dick hanging, Sam? Is that you got a black phallic, Sam? You got a black phallic syndrome, Sam? Now, I let you say, nigga, I ain't tripping. Nigga don't hurt. Nigga don't phase this nigga here, homie. You know what I'm saying? Words don't know. But if you're smart enough to deal with me, Sam, bring me back in, Sam. Show your homies that you can hang with this nigga right here intellectually, Sam. We ain't got to play dozens. We ain't got to go there. So I bet you all right. I mean, I'm not going to front. I'm not going to embarrass you. I ain't going to front on you. I'm going to just tell your mama to go. I ain't going to say no mama jokes. Put the mama joke back up. Now, Sam, matter of fact, Sam, I'm going to have you and Tyler, who want his welfare check back on because he's mad because Clinton took his welfare check. And maybe he's mad that since Obama got in office, his mama had to go on welfare too. So let me bring him back on. Since Obama came in office, we don't really hunkies went on welfare so much. And so let me bring him in because he had his welfare check being cut off also. And Tyler, tell me about why you're mad that you had to go on welfare because Obama made you go on welfare and you're mad they cut your check off, Tyler. Let me know now.
Yo, man, here I was thinking that nigga would help a nigga out in the fucking day-to-day grind, you dig? But here I am still on motherfucking welfare, ain't got no job, ain't got no shit, trying to get money from the government.
But you ain't, are you Republican? Vote the Democrat out, you have a gig, homie. You had a gig in Bush's office, wasn't you? Yeah, I mean, all right then. Let's keep it real. You got on welfare because Obama got in there. Ain't nothing about it now. I mean, what the hell? Welcome to the role of the black man, homie. Now you're going to be a nigga for life. NWA it out. Get your welfare. Get your cheese. Get on board. Deal with it. It's a new America because y'all got Obama in. You know what I'm saying? So let's keep it real. Now, when you go back and run the tape, Tyler, when you go back and run the tape, Tyler, you can laugh. It's all good. But just one time, Tyler, real talk. All jokes aside, real talk. Now you know that the government shutdown coming on, it might fuck your welfare up. So what's your take on the government shutdown now, Tyler? How you feel about that?
Yo, man, you know I'm tripping, dog, because how am I going to feed my 8 kids, man? All them baby mamas, man, they ain't going to feed themselves.
Push Molly, listen. Push Molly in the neighborhoods where you at.
Yo, I'm just doing that, dog.
Push Molly. Push the Molly. Man, listen. I don't know how much Molly going down there. It really ain't the city. I ain't Molly'd out because I don't know. I don't listen to Molly Cyrus or Justin Bieber, so I don't follow their lead too tough. You know what I'm saying? I don't miss Trinidad James, and I'm not that young hip hopper. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what's really going on there on that loud white player, Tyler. But let me go back to I want to hang a nigga because his dick is big. Sam, now. Dana, I'm sorry, Dana. I had you out too long, Dana. I'll bring you back in too, Dana.
Oh, yes,
Sam,
hello, sir.
Now, did you want to hang a nigga?
I'm going to listen to them because they don't make sense.
Yo, man, I'd like to talk to Sam real quick.
Hello?
Can you make that happen for me, dog? Could I talk to Sam real quick?
Hey, Sam on the line. Go ahead. Do your thing. I mean, do your thing. Do your thing. Because, you know, do your thing. Because you and Sam are one of the same. You know, you and Sam are one of the same. Because the difference between you, Tyler, and Sam, Sam had to get his woman's phone to call because he's too scared. We're going to deal with it later.
Yo, Sam, you there, bro?
We're going to deal with it. Do your thing. Do your thing.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Yo, Sam, this is Tyler.
I mean, there you go.
Hey, I would like to point
out. Y'all are, I hold it back. Tyler, Sam, Dana. Tyler, Sam, Dana.
Yo, Sam. So, check this, for real. So, here I am, chilling at Walmart, right? And I think I seen you there. Were you at Walmart yesterday?
Caveman.
You better.
No, sir.
No, you weren't.
Cave women. That they can't stand. They teach the African how to say black man. I remember green
player. I remember 9mm child players. I remember all the times that you called me an animal, but in Milwaukee there's a cannibal. Check it, some of the things that you just don't figure, cause it gets a lot blacker and a whole lot bigger. No matter nice stick or bring your brick trigger, our nation is protected by some pro-black niggas.
Making note of some minors, I'm not talking baseball, because if I was, Brother J, we'd be playing professional. There are 9 innings to a base.
All right, Dana, we back. Let me bring my man Sam in. All right, Sam. I done had my little
Yes,
now. What up, Wigger? Now, my Wigger. Now, listen, Wigger. Now, we're back on hanging niggers now, right? Now, you tired of Negroes digging all that stuff, tired of niggas getting welfare, but in Milwaukee, you got Jeffrey Dahmer eating niggas. Now, tell me what's really going on.
Well, Alma, are you talking about in regards to the government shutdown?
Oh, my God. Right back on it. That's what I'm talking about, Sam. Dana. You hear that, Dana? You know, government shutdown now, Dana. Because
hey,
he realized
Dana.
That we were cannibalistic on him. He ain't hanging
Dana,
niggas no more.
Why don't you play another song so that he'd have an opportunity to research things on the Internet? Because obviously he did not have an educated opinion before. So now he wants to come back. Somebody has fed him some cards, and he's going to try to read from them. Sam, guess what? Come back when you can learn to debate, okay?
Well, excuse me, ma'am. I'm trying to debate here. I'm asking if he's talking about in regards to an actual topic, and you're just being
racist
and rude. And unfortunately,
no.
I feel like you're being
Sam?
Jealous of my womanhood right here.
You feel like what?
Hello?
I feel like you're jealous of my womanhood right here. No, you're trying to battle
a
female because I have all of
his
attention.
You said you feel as if I am jealous of your womanhood.
Yeah, I feel like you
are
jealous because I am taking up all of his attention.
Hold on. Let me tell you something.
Dana, I got to meet you again, Dana. Samantha, let's talk about the government shutdown. Come on.
All right. What would you like to know?
What you like to say? Will the government shutdown prevent y'all from hanging niggas?
What?
Sam. Will the government shutdown prevent you from hanging niggas? I mean, what up?
What do you mean when you say that hanging niggas, Jimmy?
Oh, Sean? Oh no.
Yeah.
Sam, get quiet. I'll bring Dana back in. Tyler?
No, I'm right here. I'm just seeing that your friend
Tyler,
just came into the room.
Tyler in, because Sam went from hanging niggas to government shutdown because Tyler said, hey, say something about the government shutdown. Tyler, help him out, Tyler. Help him out. Okay, Tyler, give me a Dana, I'm Dana back in. Dana? I guess we're 2 minutes.
What Jimmy's talking about is we've got this idiot on the line. His name is Sam, but he also calls himself Samantha, and he feels that a real woman, is jealous of his womanhood. I'm sorry, sir. You can bet your life on it that there's not a day, an hour that goes by that I would ever be jealous of any woman, and especially not you, a man that is pretending to be one, okay? So he came on the line, and he felt so excited about his opportunity to say the word nigger and talk about lynching people. But when it came when he was given his opportunity to take his stance and say what he had to say, he had nothing.
No,
so Sam,
I try to speak.
Samantha,
she jumps in. Every time I try to speak and give my, the opportunity that is given to me, she jumps in. Exactly what she's jumping in right now.
Let me hear what's
jumping in right now. While I am trying to talk, she is interrupting me, trying to jump in, just as I was talking about. She is telling me she's not doing it while doing it. And she's even defending herself, saying she isn't doing it. That is just the logic of your people.
You wanted to talk to me and use the analogy of throwing mud in the snow. I said to you, that when there's snow on the ground, the temperature is so low that the mud is frozen. So not a good analogy. Then you came back and you tried to use a different analogy of breaking a pen in the snow, and I said to you, your analogy is destructive, just like your contribution to this conversation. I said, so
okay,
give me something that I could discuss. So let's
okay
not talk about
Sam
something that's destructive. Let's not talk of an idiotic analogy, and you couldn't.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Okay, what was your purpose?
Exactly what example is.
Let me speak
I also don't think you understand what physics are, and I also don't think you understand what common law
is. Let me tell you something, Sam.
Hold on,
also known as Samantha, while you're playing, I've got 6 degrees. I know very well what physics is. I've actually studied it.
Hey,
so excuse me, again, Sam?
Sam.
6 degrees
Sam
in what? 6 degrees in what, ma'am?
How many do you have, Sam? You
what
me
do you have?
You?
6 degrees? I'm talking to you. You brought it up. Explain yourself.
I told
you.
You
need to explain yourself
physics,
because you brought up
I've
an
example.
I've studied
microbiology. I've studied chemistry. I've studied statistics.
Just because you study something doesn't mean you have a degree in it.
I've studied biochemistry.
Thousands of
people. Inorganic and organic chemistry. Now, what did you say about physics? Tell me again, Sam.
Just because you studied something doesn't mean you have a degree in it.
When you figure out what your sex is, when you figure out what your sex is, then you come talk to me because I've also studied genetics, idiot.
Okay, obviously you're absolutely retarded and have complete autism from head to toe. Now, just because you studied something does not mean that
again, Sam, let me correct you. Autism is a problem with the mind. It's not a physiologic condition, Samantha. Come again.
I'm talking about physiology, Margaret.
You said from head to toe, autism from head to toe. It's not how it works.
Believe it or not, it actually does work
that
way, but again, that's something you should have studied.
I
think you have a degree in that, don't you?
But, sir, or ma'am, what was your purpose in calling the show? I want to understand, because I don't know. I want to get in on this topic.
All right, well, just because something does not mean that you have a degree in it. That's just a blatant lie that you told in front of everybody just to make yourself seem smart. I mean, that's nothing. I mean, I can say I studied physics and bottle making, and I have a degree in it. You know, there's actually a degree that you can get from MIT for being a pirate, and all you have to do is master fencing, archery, firearms. I could say I got that degree. I have 6 degrees. I have a degree in women's rights. I have a degree in psychology. And you know, those are all worthless degrees, and everything that you're just talking about is worthless. You have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. And that's what I keep trying to point out, but every time I try to interrupt me by saying, oh, you have absolutely nothing to back up with that. You have absolutely nothing. But I'm trying to do it while you are interrupting me because you have absolutely no respect debate, and that's just plain out racism, and you're jealous of my womanhood because the men that are talking to me on this show are giving me all of their attention while I'm sitting there trying to prove your point that you have 6 degrees and stuff that you studied. Yeah, that's bull.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, hello, sir.
Yeah, okay, what was your purpose?
Put the mic down. I'll put the mic down. Sean, I got Samantha. Hey, Tyler, I'm going to bring you in because I got about 16 minutes.
Let me hear him, Jenkins. You should have came a long time ago.
I'm bringing 714. Hey, y'all, 714. And Tyler, get y'all in. Dana, I'm bringing you in.
What was his purpose in calling?
Fuck Samantha, man. That motherfucker is ignorant as a motherfucker, man. Samantha is a piece of shit for real, dog. She's a white nigga motherfucking ignorant ass motherfucking white racist Republican ass Jew Zionist conspiracy theorist white trash motherfucker, and he needs to get the fuck off the radio.
Wait a minute, you're a Republican? Hey. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Sam. Sam, your mic is live, Sam. Don't be embarrassed. Listen, don't be embarrassed, homie.
Jimmy, is Sam a Republican?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out. Sam, I'm down with you, nigga. Come on, nigga. Listen, homie. We still here, Sam. Sam. Don't sell me out, Sam. Keep it real. Keep it 100, homie. 100.
Keep it 100, homie.
Yes, hello, sir.
Yeah, well, wait, are you a Republican or something?
Oh, yes, I did point out from the very beginning of the call that I am, in fact, a Republican. I am president of the small town that I live in of Missouri, the Republican Party. It's, you know, a population of 400, but majority of the population are actually there. We host public meetings where we just gather around and enjoy, you know, our surroundings, try to make a better party as it is. For the whole of Missouri, we have, in fact, traveled to several other states doing the same.
Okay.
We've gone as far as Alabama,
line,
Florida,
hey,
and
no,
then the California
me,
back.
You still online, motherfucker?
Okay. So,
yes, sir.
Okay, so,
yeah,
so you're trying to find you're trying to find a bridge between you and the black community, right? That what you're doing?
You could say that actually. Public meetings that we host purify the snow that I was talking about earlier, that the woman actually was pointing out when I gave an example of breaking the snow. What we do is we purify that snow, so to speak, with our filters, otherwise known as ropes and trees, and we lynch the.
Oh, okay. I see where you. I see where this cat at. Hey, okay. See, I didn't hear all that. I didn't hear that. I just came into this show. All right. Hey,
yo,
Jimmy, he's a Republican.
Yo, Samantha.
He ain't a Republican. He ain't a Republican.
Yo,
he probably
I voted for Ron Paul. Actually,
he's being honest.
Therefore,
he's a Republican. Jimmy, you want to represent that party, man? I asked him, do you want to represent this party, the Republican Party? This is how they really feel about.
Tell us
how you feel about what's the black guy 999, the tax guy? Hey, how you feel about him?
Herman Cain.
Yeah, how you feel about Herman Cain, Samantha?
Yo, Samantha, you there, bro?
How you feel about Herman Cain?
Herman Cain, I actually pay any attention to because of the fact that he is a nigger.
Wait a minute, say it again. I can't keep you interrupted. Hey, somebody's radio is up too loud. I want to hear what they have to say. Hey, Jimmy, can you please block the unintelligent out? Let's have a conversation. No emotions. Get the emotions out of here. Let's use some intellect. Emotions out. Explain how you feel about Herman Cain, sir.
Oh, I did not pay any attention to Herman because of the simple fact that he's a we raised several thousand dollars specifically to target lynching people.
Okay. Well,
Danny, your mic live, Danny.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Hey, man, look, you don't need to be calling this show, man.
Dan, and then Sean,
but since you did call it, do you speak on behalf of all white people?
Yo.
You speak on behalf of mostly all white people?
Yo. Yo.
Do you speak on mostly behalf of white people?
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, what the fuck did you just say about me, you little bitch? I'll have you know I graduated in the top of my class in the Navy SEALs, and I've been involved in numerous secret raids on Al-Qaeda. I have over 300 confirmed kills, and I'm trained in guerrilla warfare, and I'm the top sniper in the U.S. Armed Forces.
I bet you are trained in guerrilla warfare, sir.
That's another target. I will wipe you the fuck out with precision, the likes of which has never been seen before on this earth. Mark my fucking words. You think you can get away with saying that shit to me over the internet? Think again, fucker. As we speak, I am contacting my secret network of spies across the United States of America, and your IP is being traced right now. So you better prepare for the storm, maggot.
the storm that wipes out the pathetic little thing you call your life. You're fucking dead, kid. I can be anywhere, anytime, and I can kill you in over 700 ways. And that's just with my bare hands. Not only am I extensively trained in unarmed combat, but I have access to the entire arsenal of the United States Marine Corps, and I will use it to its full extent to wipe your miserable little ass off the face of this continent. You little shit. If you could only have known what your unholy retribution, your little clever comment was about to bring down upon you, maybe you would have held your fucking tongue. But you couldn't. But you didn't. And now you're going to pay the price, you goddamn idiot. All shit fury all over you, and you'll drown in it. You're fucking dead, kiddo.
Who is this guy?
What do?
Who is that guy? Who is God? Who is this Lord Jesus Christ? Who is this guy?
What do?
Who is that? Who is that character?
This is a perfect example of what you people do.
What the fuck?
He sits there, you know, he threatens me when he's...
We got Sam, we got Tyler, we got Desert Storm, right. Shutdown, who was in Desert Storm also.
Hey, okay.
So
how does it feel to have pale skin, sir?
Who you are or where you live. You can count on me to be there to bring your fucking life to a hellish end, you little bitch. I'll put you in so much fucking pain that it'll make Jesus being nailed to the cross in the desert looking like a fucking back massage on a tropical island.
I don't give a fuck
how many reps you have or how tough you are in real life, how well you can fight, or how many fucking guns
you have.
Whoa.
Can you ask some questions?
I'll turn all the lights on you.
How does it feel to have sick looking skin?
I'll turn gas stove burners on and I'll let them waste gas.
It feels absolutely fantastic to have cancer-free, purebred, white skin. Superior race.
Oh my goodness, my God.
It feels great. I am the beautiful, superior master race of the world.
Dude, you're genetic. You can't even live up under the sun. Okay, you understand, man? You have no place on this planet. Everything on this planet can live up under the sun. You can't. How does that feel, sir?
I live on the sun every single day, sir.
But you can't enjoy it like everyone else, sir.
I'm outside working 12 hours a day for my company that I own. And I am president of said company, the political party in Missouri. So I am out constantly. Again, I don't think you know what.
How does it feel to want to be us? And you can't be us.
Well, that's a good question. Let me ask you this. How does it feel knowing that you have a 12-inch long that stay hard for more than a minute?
Say it again. I can't hear you. Say that again.
How does it feel to know that you have a 12-inch cock that can't stay hard?
I don't know. Our dicks stay hard. That's why your women is all over us. How does it feel that your women don't want you anymore? She's willing to suicide her race for a black man. How does that feel?
Is that why I'm using my girlfriend's phone right now? Because she's not laying beside me and I'm using her cell phone?
She's probably getting screwed
again,
by
I don't
her
think
brother
you
right
know
now.
What simple
she's probably getting screwed by her brother.
You know, the only thing you were good for is licking. It's over.
It's over. You breed with a superior race, you're annihilated. You understand? It's over. Your white women don't want you anymore. You can't last. You're not even, what you need, fertility drugs? Your race is dying, sir. I have an inch dick
that it will still stay hard as long as I
How does it feel? How does it feel? Your women don't want you no more, my man. That's the only way your race can survive.
That's
if,
good.
If they don't want you. They travel to Negril, Jamaica. Listen, they travel to Negril, Jamaica every year from all the 70,000 white women to have, what, the big bamboo black men. You understand? Your marriages, we've damaged your marriage. It's now every white married couple wants a black man.
No, no, see, there again, your logic.
You understand? That's right. That's right. It's over. It's over. Your logic is gone. We're going to breed you out of existence. How does it feel to get bred out of existence?
Take the dicks out of your ears and you need to listen.
That's right. You see it? Obama, listen, Obama is an example of what happens when you breed with a superior race. You understand?
Okay, now let me explain. Jamaica is not
a white woman bred with a black man. A white woman bred with a black man. What happened? You get Obama. It's over. You can't breed with no one. You're gone. How does it feel? You weak, sickly looking, sick, pale skin. How does it feel?
That's funny because you were just
no
telling
color.
That,
you, have no
you know,
rhythm.
I
you
can
India.
Really easily.
You wish
do I get easily or do
we're
I have pale skin?
We're poor and you still want to be with us. You still want us. We're poor. You still imitate us. You desire to want to be us.
Okay, no, let me think one moment. I do have a good thing to say about this entire...
Hey, remember,
50
when God said, let there be light, he was sitting in darkness first. Remember that.
The good thing that I do have to say is I've been masturbating the entire time. It has been exactly 51
right.
minutes now.
That's right. That's right. Remember, God said, let there be light, he was sitting in darkness first. Remember that, white boy. We first, and we gonna always be so... Understand?
I respect your entire race every time you open your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, your woman wants to be desired by us. She secretly desires that. That's her fetish. She dreams of tall, what is it, tall, dark, and handsome? That's us. Not you. How does it feel?
How does it feel that
your
show
every time, you walk with
your
woman in public and she sees a black guy, she's thinking about him. Every time she walks in public with you and she sees a black guy, she's thinking about him. But she'll act like she's not.
How does it
really
feel
is.
That I ruined your show for 50 straight minutes and it's about to end now?
Sorry. Have fun living, white boy. It's over.
I am having an absolute blast.
Yeah, okay. But
that's
a reality.
Not
just a figure.
I
mean,
reality.
Like
that.
Damn,
oh, yeah. And I had an absolute blast, my damn self. Listen, Samantha, Tyler, Sean, was it Unbreakable? Oh, I'm bringing you in. Which is it? You guys gonna say Unbreakable?
Something, my nigga.
You gonna say? I got 2 minutes to go. You gotta say.
All right, virtually.
All right, yo, Dana. What you gotta say, Dana?
I gotta say, women don't make it. Even people that don't make it, Sam, I hope you had a great night. We did too, because once again, you saved us. Studios really think. Thanks, Jimmy, thanks, Shauna, and your thanks. I'll see you tomorrow.
Niggers tongue my anus.
I'm that kind of solution. No amendments that burn the Constitution. You check the authors, a bunch of old wiggers who strategize the extension of the poor black niggas. Know why? Cause I'm that nigga that they can't stand. They teach the African how to say black man. I remember green suits on a black mayor. I remember 9mm child slayers. I remember all the times that you call me an animal. But in Milwaukee, there's a cannibal. Check it. Some of the things that you just don't figure. Cause it gets a lot blacker and a whole lot bigger. No matter nice, thick, or bring your brick trigger. Our nation is protected by some pro-black niggas.
Making note of some minors. I'm not talking baseball. Because if I was, Brother J, we'd be playing professional. You're 9 innings to a baseball game. By the way, is it humanity
listen, everybody. This is Jim Lee's Underground Radio Network. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave it right there. Sam, I ain't tripping. Tyler, I ain't tripping. Unbreakable, Escanavo, Luciano, Big White Boy in the Valley, Yo Mama Ain't Shit, whatever that, put your real name out there, homie. I ain't tripping. We all tripping the Most High. You made my show hot, running back to your people. You got to get it at a half an hour. Come on at 8. Check me at 8:30 when y'all called in. I got music. Yo, Dane, I got 37 seconds. Give it to me.
Jimmy, you know what? As always, I enjoyed you giving us the opportunity to talk about these important things and to get our important views out there. So I'm going to continue to play for our country. And as obviously, and it's obvious by the people that came on the show tonight, we need it. So peace and love, America. And talk to you tomorrow.
Now, Emilio Gabi with you, everybody. Hey, y'all, I'm calling again. Run that show back. Hey, check me out on Thursday. I got hip-hop for real, homie. Yep. One love, everybody.